Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So then we see Sandy texting Norma, and she's like, bloop. Hey, Norma, we're covered this charter, much like I'm sure you're covered in a big formless dress right now. But we definitely need a deckhand for the next one. So please let me know if you find someone. Bloop.
Bloop. Hopefully if I do find someone, they're not as terrible as you or I'm staying single forever. Bloop.
Bloop. That's not an if. That's a guarantee on that front, Norma. Hate to break it to you. Bloop.
Oh, really? Then why do I have this handsome man texting me pictures of his penis over and over again and telling me he wants to run away with me? Bloop.
Sorry, I believe that's my acting bosun Joe taking a picture of a canoe that he tied to the floats in a square shape. Kind of amazing if you really look at it. Eighth wonder of the world. Bloop.
I saw that square shape and I thought, whoa, there's my engagement ring. Tell him I'm in. Bloop.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you on that square. Well, I can't wait to show you the floaty square. It's breathtaking, Norma. I gotta say, it's absolutely breathtaking. Which I say, I don't say that lightly, because when I've smelled your breath, and that's not a breath I'd want to take. Bloop.
Bloop. Wow, I saw that square, and the first thing I thought was, what? He made it into a shape of Captain Sandy's haircut. Bloop.
I like to think my haircut is more of a tribute to that arch in St. Louis. But thanks anyway. Bloop.
Love you, bitch.
Bloop. Love you too, bitch.
So Sandy's like, uh-oh, feels like we're moving. Feels like we're moving. Uh-oh. What's going on? Hold on. Lou Diamond Phillips, tell me what's happening. Tell me what's happening on WindFlix.
He's like, there's wind. Wind speed graphic, 18 knots.
Oh yeah, no. We tracked. Oh, no.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm in a tribute to Mr. Furley, because all I see are 18 knots.
I want to go back there. I got to see how hard it is to release. Geez, ever since Luke left, things are getting harder to release. Am I right?
Okay, everyone, this is an emergency. Bring in the water toys. We're dragging anchor. This boat was not ready for the square. We gotta bring it in. Okay, it's hip to be square, but it's even hipper to not be broken. Bring them in.
This boat's getting dragged harder than Norma would if there were Yelp reviews on dating sites. Come on. Move it.
Okay. Like any bachelor who sees Norma coming, gotta go inside. Get out of here. Come on.
So Joe's like, how long do we have until we drag onto the shore and all die? It's like 30 minutes. Bloop, 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 bloop. Kiefer Sutherland's running. He's running from one end of the rope to the other. Hurry, we're all going to die. We've got 30 minutes.
I like that they have it down to an exact science.
I know.
This. You have 30 minutes left. Start the clock.
I know. Where's Chloe? Oh, God. We're about to hit a hard perimeter. We got to get out of here. Okay, get those. If you don't get that slide into this boat within 30 minutes, we're all going to die. Okay, there's going to be a huge explosion. I forgot to mention, everyone, we do have an atomic bomb on board, and its detonation is when the float square hits a rock. So, God, we got to do this, guys.
We've never gotten the toys in less than 45 minutes, but we have to do it in 30. What are we going to do?
This is horrible. Oh. It's just throwing like buckets full of water off the side of the boat.
We're all going to die.
Joy is like, well, everyone, if we go down, we go down. She just pulls out a cello and starts playing.
If we go down, I go down on avocado. I tell you that right now.
So everybody's running around.
And they're trying to get this boat, get it back up and get the anchor down. We got to move, get all the water toys in, blah, blah, blah. So they're doing that. And Max is like, I just arrived. It's only been on board. Let us get ready. We need to humble.
I'm panicking inside a little bit because if we don't get this done in time, then I won't have more time to talk about how I'm a better bosun than Nathan is. Oh, God, this could be the end of the season.
Yeah, we're dragging anchor. We're getting closer and closer. There's only 14 minutes and 17 seconds until we need to depart. Hurry, everybody. Pull those toys in. Okay, I don't got a lot of time. We're dragging the anchor so fast. I got to move now. Get the naughty boys on board.
Oh, God. We're running out of time. We're going to have to leave some things behind, okay? It's like at the end of that movie 2012. Okay, the world is dying. Get onto the special spaceship to take us to a new planet, okay? Goodbye, dear floats. I hope you get to make a square somewhere else.
We need a new plan. It's going too fast. All right, Cooper is going to take the tender. Max is going to take the jet ski. They're going to haul all the inflatables into a new anchorage. This is like the Spanish Armada. Vamos a tope.
So wait.
He's absolutely right. This is just like the Spanish Armada. If the Spanish Armada were a collection of inflatable pool toys that were being dragged by a jet ski.
That we're dragging to anchors.
We need to get this slide to a new country. Oh, I believe like in you.
The opening scene of Saving Private Ryan. It's like, okay, everyone, we're not all going to make it, but fight for your floaty freedom.
The naughty boy is telling its story. You know, one day the sun is setting.
It's like, oh, I was the only survivor of the great naughty boy release of 2026.
Like an inflatable crocodile is like, they can take away my yacht, but they can't take away my freedom.
So everybody gets the equipment in. I know we're all shocked. No one dies, guys. It's okay.
Well, actually, I mean, they actually really don't get all the equipment out, but they do tie it to like the tender. And it's like they've got like all these toys. And so then Sandy cuts loose and moves the boat over to a new anchorage, which is like this beautiful anchorage like that's around the way. And then they just have to wait for the toys. The toys are just coming very slowly around the bend. And they're just like, Sandy's like, that was great. Okay, everything's safe. And meanwhile, like Coop is like, takes like 5 hours with those toys because I guess they have so much drag on them.
Yeah, stuck out there with the toys. So then we go to dinner. Dinner table. The theme for dinner tonight is Outer Space Pride Party. So fun. It's a different take on it.
Yes. In space, no one can hear you scream. Specifically in space, no one can hear you scream. Yes, Queen! Just the alien comes out and starts voguing.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is all I've wanted all this time. Keep giving me these stupid bitches that I have to eat. I'm like, can we just have a ball?
Space cats. It's like a new cats.
That's a thing, though, I listen to.
Space cats, right?
What?
I don't know.
There's a podcast I listen to.
Space cats now.
There's a podcast I listen to called Space Cats, Peace Turtles.
That's oh, wow.
Nerd culture, in case you can't tell.
Wow.
Don't mind me, everyone.
Well, maybe I'll check it out. I've been listening to a podcast called Shameless, and I just love it. I don't know really why I love it, but it's three Australian girlfriends who just sit around and talk about gossip. And I just find them to be so adorable. And I just sit there and listen to it for like hours. And they're like, oh, my God, listen here the other day. This is a hilarious story. All right, girls. The other day I went on Insta And I posted something, and then I saw that someone else had posted something and deleted it. It's like, oh my gosh. I posted something on Instagram, but then I saw you had posted something on Instagram, so I deleted mine because I thought it was too similar to yours, but I didn't know that you saw mine and deleted. Oh, so I deleted mine, but I didn't know you'd seen it. It's like, I had to talk about it on the show. That was hilarious. And I just sit there and eat it up. I love it.
Did they ever talk about lulling an ox into complacency in the middle of the street? Compliancy, I should say. So then, so they're at the new place. And so the guys are coming around the corner. They'll be coming around the corner. They're still coming around the corner. And Coop is like, it's ridiculous how much I've learned over this turtle season. We've still got half a season left, but coming on my first day, not even knowing how to tie a bowline, and not even, I'm just like, now I'm handling this kind of a big task. And just, so I can't believe how good I've become of doing this thing. It's like, okay.
I didn't know about you for first. I didn't know you about you first because I'm his daddy. But then I realized you are my daddy. So now Coop's on this whole. Daddy. Yeah, now I got a new dick daddy. And Coop must be going through a lot because that was a huge bonding thing he went through with Nathan, where he's like, "Oh, you're my daddy," and then Daddy, you know, disciplined him or whatever. Daddy was harsh one night. He saw Daddy drunk. Basically, and then new daddy came in. I was like, oh, your old daddy sucks. And then Coop fell right for it. And he's like, I love you now, daddy. It's a lot to go through as poor little sheltered Coop.
He
bless his heart.
He's probably still reeling from the time he saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And Sandy at one point, so the toys are back and Sandy's like, I didn't know they had little cleats on them, those toys. It's like Norma, little cleats. And Joe's like, neither did I until now. Sandy goes, wow, holy cannoli. All this time, I thought we had cleatless toys, but they got cleats.
Those toys are like anyone trying to date Norma. They've got to put cleats on the bottom of their shoes to kick her away.
Shin guards would be helpful, too. Then inside, there's a text from Norma. Bloop. Hey, Sandy. Finally found you a deckhand. He's coming in from crossing. Can join you as soon as mid-next charter. Hope you don't fuck this one up, too. Bye. Bloop.
Wow. Finally got one. Wait, didn't we already get a deckhand?
No, this is like a... No. This is like
the... Max.
No, Max, Sandy texted Bravado and was like, can any of you guys help me out? And so Sandy got Max, but she still needs a whole other deckhand. Like, she still has not been able to fill the void of whoever is missing. Did someone get fired?
I thought they needed a stew now.
No, because they need to put Aisha back in the interior.
Oh, right. So wait, Max is replacing... Oh, so they were missing Luke and Nathan.
Max replaced okay. Luke.
Sorry, I just Nathan watch this was... and talk about this every single week. Sorry, I had a it's little okay. brain I literally forgot there. About Luke
just now.
So then Max and Coop go down for the night, and Cooper's flirting with Kat a little bit. He's like, oh my God, guess what? No one found the chocolate bars. She's like, oh my God, I might be pregnant.
Now at the dinner table, now the madness begins. So Kaylee's like, these guys have been so demanding all day. I can sense that Joy is a little bit stressed, and who wouldn't be? I want to be able to support her and do the best that I can, and I really just like don't want to give them a legitimate reason to be upset. So what I will do is I will stand in front of that entire table of guests, I'll put up my hands, and I will show them the trick I use to calm down any cow or cattle that I see in my way.
I like the conversation the guests are having. One of them's like, so you have $1.5 billion in your bank account right now. What are you going to do with that? And Bunny's like, well, I would give $800 million away to people who need it more than me. Oh, wow. You're only going to keep $700 million for yourself? What a giver. I thought she was going to be like, I would, when people are like pretending that they're like huge givers, it's usually like, well, maybe I'd keep a few $100,000 for myself, but I'd give everything away to everybody else. But I like that Bunny's like, I'm still keeping $700 million of that.
Yeah. Well, I love Bunny talking about altruism as she just sails along on this yacht. So everyone's like, yes,
Bunny.
And redistributing wealth while she's on the yacht. Like, why can't I get shrimp and a burger and a goddamn gluten-free avocado?
So the first course is ceviche and watermelon ponzu and avocado and crispy rice. And so there's mixed reviews. Some people think it's great, but Bunny wishes her rice were a little less crispy, which is not something that is requested often with a crispy rice dish. Usually the issue is that it's not crispy enough, but in this case, just too crispy for Bunny.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. And then another lady is like, yeah, we're not big fans of this. Any fish I eat is fried. Okay, well, honestly,
That's Jacoya and Sequoia. They're twins.
Yeah, well, I can't. I mean, I can't help you there. That's something that you need to tell somebody. I mean, when somebody says we're doing Japanese, there's a good chance that you're going to get some sushi type fish there, guys.
I was like, did they talk about this? So Bunny's like, it's okay, we'll figure it out, but you just can't leave the table hungry, okay? We'll just, you just have to ask for what you want, and they will redistribute the wealth of their ingredients to make you something good. So Kaylee comes out, and Bunny is like, we want more watermelon, less avocado, because this woman, Judah, does not like avocado. So she's like, Kaylee's like, got it. No watermelon and no avocado. They're like, no. No avocado, but watermelon, yes. Got it. No watermelon rice. Whatsoever.
Watermelon.
The crispiest rice you've ever experienced.
You want water kava. So you hate watermelon, is what you're saying. She's like, no. We like the watermelon. We don't want the avocado. Great. So avocado. Got it. Gonna go.
What about avocado that's shaped like a watermelon? Because if you think about it, avocado that's been peeled looks like a watermelon that's unpeeled, which is actually quite hilarious.
Here's how I'm going to remember it. I'm going to say avocado, yes. No, avocado, no. No, it's simple. Just remember avocado, yes. You want avocado, watermelon, no. Okay? No. Oh, and also while you're down there, I want rice that's soft and crispy. What?
Can I have some crispy rice that's actually very soft? Thank you. And then, of course, Sequoia's like, and more shrimp. So she's like, some more shrimp? Okay, wonderful. So she goes down there and gives Joy all the requests and everything. And she's like, they also want more shrimp. And Joy's like, more shrimp? There's no more shrimp. There isn't all today. And so Kaylee's like, all right, well, how about this? What about instead of shrimp, you make some shrimp out of avocados? Just shrimp-shaped avocado. I think they'll really like that.
All right, one wants the avocado, but no watermelon. Okay? Did you hear that? And Joy's like, oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Get out of here. She starts beating her over the head with some paper towels. And she's like, oh, my God, 30 days like this is going to be hard. I'm in the middle of second course. Like, this makes me look like a fool. I could explode. So then back at the table, Kaylee comes back and Tierra is like, you know, the way you come up here, it looks like you've got bad news. Because Kaylee does have that like overly positive bad news face where it's like, oh, so we were cheat. Yeah, spending. Like she's got a terrible, terrible bad news face.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I really do appreciate you understanding, but just like while we're in the middle of dinner and we are only one chef, we can't accommodate that request right now. Which is, by the way, I feel like that's not how you should say it. You should say, unfortunately, we don't have any more shrimp left, but there's a variety of other seafood options that we can throw in the deep fryer if that's what you'd like. I feel like that's the answer, not we can't accommodate your request right now. So...
also, something that you learn in customer service is what she's doing to say, I really do appreciate your understanding, but don't tell me what I'm understanding, please. I don't like that when they people tell you like your attitude. It's like, well, I'm going to stop him by having a bad attitude by saying, Ronnie, thank you so much for your good attitude about what I'm about to tell you. No. That's going to piss me off. I'm telling you right now, do not open with that.
I think you just have to start spreading misinformation and you say, all right, while the chef looks into that shrimp, I just want to share this report that apparently all the shrimp in the world has that crazy parasite from Michigan. Exactly. All right. Do you still want the shrimp?
Yeah.
That way they will not only not want the shrimp, they won't want it all charter.
Yes. So she brings back the remade watermelon avocado dish, and it is just steamed rice with some watermelon on top, which I know that Joy's busy down there, but yikes. No. And she told Joy she messed up the avocado thing. Right.
Yeah.
She got them backwards. So they're like, no, I said no avocado. So she has to take it back down there. It's like, oh my God, she did say that's my fault. All right. That's going off the rails now. Joy, I'm really sorry. This one's my fault. All right. I mixed up the watermelon and the avocado.
So Isha's watching and she's like, Kaylee has been doing a great job as acting stew up until this point. And while there's no part of me that just wants to jump in, and there is a small part of me that wants to jump in and take over managing the guests, you know, that's a skill that she's going to have to hone if she wants to reach the chief stew level.
So then Jen comes to the galley to help Kaylee, and Jen's like, don't worry about it. Some people just like to be difficult for no reason.
Jen would know.
Oh, really? Yeah. I wonder how Jen would know anything about that.
Also shocking that Jen was not taking a victory lap at this. I thought she would just be just loving this failure by Kaylee, you know, especially after last week when she's like, there's no appetizer plates for the caviar and the oyster. So,
Score probably. Yeah, because I was thinking the same thing about Jen this whole episode. Like, why is she being so nice to Kaylee? But it made more sense when you put it your way. Like, she has a new plan.
Yeah.
She's concentrating on her new plan of chaos.
Well, guess what? It's time for a new course, which means that there's a new chance, the fresh start after that whole issue where half the table did not want avocado because they do not like avocado. It's time to start with a new course. It's going to be vegan tacos. Well, there'll be various tacos, but there'll be some vegan ones. And the vegan ones are tacos filled with guacamole.
No. More avocado. So once again, Judah's like, yeah, I don't like avocado. And she's being really nice about it, but she's like, it says on my preference sheet. And so the other side of the table is just like, yeah, these tacos suck. I don't like these.
Yeah.
These are not good. Sorry. And like so Bunny's like, okay, then we need the chef to cook up some fish because we do have meat eaters at the table and continue the regular courses. But, you know, we don't want people to be hungry here.
So then the galley, Kaylee's like, Joy, promise this one's not my fault, but Judah doesn't like avocados. It's on her preference sheet. And Sequoia doesn't like anything vegan, so we can't make everything vegan. Which, by the way, I don't know. I think at some point, like, you can have a vegan taco. Like, you'll be okay. So Joy is, she's losing her mind. She's furious. It's just like, it's wearing her down. And then Aisha is just like, can you just fry some fish? Please just fry fish. That's all you need to do. Okay. Just fry some fish.
And then Jen, as she walks away, she's like, yeah, that's just what I needed. So maybe she is being a little butthead. So at the dinner table, it's now 11:30, but they didn't request dinner till 9:30, but it's still 11:30 now. And so all of this remade food comes out of the galley. And they eat, but they're still not very happy with it. And Bunny's like, we'll get it. We'll fix it tomorrow. We'll fix it tomorrow. Yeah, so this was a clusterfuck of chef and guests. Just all.
And service.
And service.
Because Kaylee messed it up too. So now everyone's getting into bed. And then Coop is texting Kat like, think anyone is on to us? And she's like, on to what? I'm trying to sleep. Leave me alone. So then Joy is now crying, and Kaylee, they're both crying. They're traumatized by this dinner service. And Joy just feels embarrassed. She says her self-esteem's in the toilet. She's like the worst chef. She goes, maybe I should change my career. Maybe be a duck shooter.
A duck shooter.
I think she's a dog sitter, actually. Not duck shooter.
Oh, duck shooter.
But I like the idea that she's like, she can play duck hunt.
So Kaylee is upset too. She's crying and she's like, oh, I thought I was doing well, but now I can't even face the guests at this point. So Joy texts Luke. Oh gosh. And she's like, oh, the guests ate my food. I just want to cry. And he's like, wish I could be there to support you. I bet they liked it more than you think. Who wouldn't like your food? Wink, 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 wink.
Seriously, send this person away. He's got too much free time.
Yeah.
Now, look,
just remember this. When you're crying and you're upset, I'm 6'4". All right. Have a good night there. Don't play.
Have a great night. So, new day, and Joy makes breakfast. And she goes, even if I hate them, I keep feeding them with love. And this is actually when Joe starts showing off his square float arrangement that he made. He's like, I bolted on different clips and I made it more of a square, you know? And, you know, it's like, he wanted to do it. Like, he would have done it sooner, but you know, I've been waiting to do this for a while, but it's hard with Nathan, you know, anti-square Nathan.
He hates clipping things. That's just how he is. He doesn't like things to be clean and organized because he's a amateur.
And Max is like, oh, well, good work. I stand behind you. I will be so happy to be your lead again. You deserve to be boss in ball. You deserve it. Oh, this is really a plot twist. I'm playing the movie in my head about the first time when I saw Nathan and Joe meeting in Barcelona. And it's like, la, 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 la. The guys jumping on each other and dancing around. I am really glad that they're not friends like that anymore because they were fucking obnoxious. I like them as enemies more.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And then Sandy is like, this is where Sandy's like, whoa, at long last, my dreams of us, all the floats, anything that floats in the water, arranged in a perfect square. It has finally happened. So then Coop startles Kat in the laundry room. She's like, oh my God, stop it. And then Sandy texts Nathan, hey, Nathy Wathy. Got that from Asia, sorry. I don't want you stressing about the boat, okay? Joe has a good handle on things. He made a square. He made a square out of round things. Can you even believe it? Just let that soak in. Okay, we've got another deckhand on standby just in case. So just get some rest. And here, I'm going to send you a picture of that square. Oops, sorry, I sent you a picture of Little Bear by accident. Well, enjoy a cute little dog that's named Bear. Okay.
Yeah, I hope you're feeling better over there. Just want you to know things have changed here so much. If you ever come back, it's going to be like coming out of a time machine. You're like, wow, the future. Like people on these little square things that they're moving their fingers up and down on and talking into. Things have really progressed without you, Nathan. So hope you're enjoying life back there on the steam train. Okay.
You know, the other day I went on land in Dubrovnik and I bought an ice cream at a shop. And they were like, how would you like to pay for that? And I said, I'll do Apple Pay. So I put up my phone up to it. They're like, that's our square reader. And I said, lady, you have no idea. No idea what's about to happen on our yacht. Square reader. We're more like square writers over here.
Aisha and Kaylee are in their cabin, and Kaylee's stressing out. She's like, I don't want to even do this morning. And she's saying that waking up, she felt like shit, but she's going to pull it out and she's going to make today better.
So it's the breakfast table, and everyone's still complaining about the food from last night. That was really that bad. And yeah, Jen and
I
Cooper.
I can't believe a gluten-free vegan taco Although vegan tacos are kind of gluten-free, vegan tacos are kind of the easiest to do.
Yeah,
and that, I mean, corn tortilla, Boom.
Well, I just personally can't believe people who come onto a yacht with gluten, like a gluten-free diet, dietary restriction or a vegan dietary restriction would ever complain. I just, that's what caught me off guard. So Jen is
totally out of character.
Like, totally against the stereotype of vegans, etc. I kid. We know many vegans that we know and love, and I enjoy plenty of vegan food.
And we invite them nowhere. Just kidding. Okay, so crew mess. Jen and Coop banter over a waffle. And Jen's like, oh my God, you took the big waffle, Coop.
You can have it if you want to.
No, take the little one. It's what you deserve. You're a man. Hear me roar. I'm a woman. Hear me roar. I'm really killing it on this flirtation thing.
And then we see Kaylee and Joe talking about an excursion they're going to be going on. And Kaylee is basically like, this charter is such a disaster. I need to focus on it. And especially after Joe was a shithead when we went out, I can't waste any mental capacity on him right now. I just got to focus on my job.
I've got bigger avocados to fry at this point. So at the breakfast table, Joy comes up to the guests about dinner. Which, just don't do that. Don't do that. Write out a menu and give it to them. And
yeah,
then they can maybe write something down if they have a problem. And then they can see that their list is huge and obnoxious, maybe. I don't know.
Listen to this. It's like, Joy, first of all, is like, I was thinking I would make pizza. Because she's like, these fuckers. I'm just giving them pizza. And then they're like, pesto pasta. Can I have lobster pasta? And then Bunny's like, can I have a lentil soup? I'm like, wow. Lentil yeah. soup. Okay, sure.
And then, can I have a chicken Alfredo? Oh, yeah. And I want a spicy vodka sauce pasta. No, this is not a diner. That's not how it works.
No, it's like you choose like what, like choose like broad strokes that you're all going to have. And then
yes,
like,
you want a pasta instead? Okay, let's work from there. You don't each get your own freaking kind of pasta. Stop.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous. Then,
but again, they're annoying. But Joy also coming to dinner after fucking up dinner last night and being like, pizza? No.
Yeah, you're offering insulting.
A pizza?
Yeah. That's like she might as well just said Americans. So, which honestly we deserve. Let's be honest. I feel like every time like we Americans are obnoxious, I think people from other countries are within their right to look at us and go, pizza?
Yeah.
Do you want some pizza right now?
So now the deckhands are talking and Joe's mopping and Max is saying, oh, this is going to be good message to Nathan. He's coming back, bro. This boat is going to look neat. And Joe's like, this is how it's supposed to be done, the way I'm doing it right now. Wait until Nathan sees it. He's just going to be shocked. He might just jump overboard. We'll never see him again. He'll be gone from embarrassment.
And then the guests are heading off on their excursion. They're going to the historic town of Stone, which later Kaylee says Stone, which means stone in Croatian. I was like,
as you can see. There's a lot of stone here.
It reminds me of an episode of Family Ties. I've always remembered this when Nick, Mallory's boyfriend, was like at dinner and there was like some French person there, or there was something about, I don't know what it was. And he's like, so you speak French? And the person was like, I do. And he's like, so how do you say croissant? They're like, it's croissant. He's like, really? He's like, okay. Like, how do you say escargot? They're like, it's escargot. He's like, oh. And then the rest of the episode, he was like, oh, I guess I'll see you guys later. Or as they say in French, I'll see you guys later. I don't know. It stayed with me all these years.
Mallory.
Mallory.
So the guests are going on their excursion. Kaylee, Max, and Coop are on it with them. And then the tender just starts sputtering and smoking. Oh, this is a disaster. This whole episode is one disaster after another. And Cooper's like, don't worry, it's just exhaust. But they're like coming up into the boat. So they make it to the shore, barely. Everybody almost dies. Don't worry. But they do make it to the shore. And then Coop's like, well, my dad taught me to fix things, so wish me luck.
Yeah, so basically they all go off to Stone, and Kaylee is like, well, I'm really hoping that my enthusiasm rubs off on these guests. And you see her, she's like, this is the Great Wall of Stone, which is made of stone, and people built it using stone. And all the guests are standing there like, why are we on this excursion? What are we doing here?
She's so positive and sweet, but she's going so hard at the positivity because she's nervous and it's just failing. You know, she's like, all right, look at this town. It's made with stones, and there's stones over there. And look at the church. It's made of stones. She's dropping her paper. She's reading all of this stuff off of the Wikipedia that she's printed out and dropping them all over. And they're just staring like, this trip sucks.
Meanwhile, Coop calls up Joe and is like, oh, new daddy, the boat's broken. I'm sorry, daddy. I didn't mean to disappoint you. And Joe's like, it's okay. Just open up the thing and look in the thing. And there's a thing in that. There's a thing. And there's too much water bailout out. He's like, okay. So basically there's water got into like this one area. So he just has like a little soda bottle and just starts scooping it out.
Yeah. Luke texts Joy, thinking of you. The last din is going to go so great. I'm wearing nothing right now. Hope you're well. She's like, oh, this is nice. So Coop saves the tender or whatever. And then Sandy and Aisha are talking about last night. And Aisha's telling her that dinner was terrible and that the guests are annoying. And they're like, you know, we want something different for this school. Send in something different, you know. And I did help, though. I stood there and I watched her. And I made sure that I was going, you can do this. You've got this.
Well, thanks for your support. Thanks for supporting your team. I appreciate that. No worries. You can't dwell on it. Like you always say, leave it in the day. Yeah, that's what I say to Norma every time she tries to ask a guy out on a date. I say, you know what? Just. Leave it in the day. It's not going to work out.
Yeah, it's funny with Norma. They will leave it at the day and leave it at the night. Really doesn't matter. They're going to leave.
Oh, gosh. It's like that old song, but changed. I only don't think of you on two occasions. That's day and night. Think about it, Aisha. Think about it.
So the disastrous tour continues, and then she's like, do you want to walk? And they're like, yeah, maybe we should just go back because at least we can drink on the boat. She's like, oh, okay. Well, I was going to tell you about this park that's made out of stone. Like, oh, God, get us home.
Take us home. So the boat's fixed. Sounds like the people were not distributed properly. So I guess too many people were sitting in the back. And so the boat was going down and then the water got in. And so they're not going to do that anymore. And then Sandy's like, hey, Joe, did you ever talk to Nathan? He's reliable. And Joe's like, no. Really? Well, he tried to ring me, but I was busy. I'll give him a call after the charter or maybe never. I don't know. I'll let him know how it went and how the team is basically my team and how I have a better vision for him and how I came up with the idea of a square in the water. Yeah, that'd be nice.
So Joy is prepping for dinner. The table is being decorated for the theme, Abundance Island.
Okay. And
I mean, at least they're kind of new themes. They're like, let's do Pride, but we'll make it in space.
Abundance Island. Is that like Deal or No Deal Island?
Where we give some things to people, but not too much. Abundance kind of island. So Joy is still like, oh, this charter is garbage. Four different kinds of pasta. I'm taking it personally. Yeah, you should just say, well, let's choose a pasta, guys. Rein it in, Joy. So then we have Joe telling Max to keep working on, but it's almost bedtime and I'm a leader and don't forget. And so Joe's like, well, if I'm being honest, I'm better at this than Nathan. Like Cooper, I feel like he sees that. And, you know, mostly because I'm telling him to see it. But still, you know, Max is not very fond of Nathan's leadership style. And when I feel like it's the three of us, me, Cooper, and Max, and then it's just Nathan alone, a non-abundance island. I feel like the odds are on our side. What are the odds? What are you going to kill Nathan? Or you
I know.
Vote him out?
What are the odds? Are you guys all going to be like standing in front of a volcano and seeing who gets hit by the pyroclastic flow? So then Max gets a text from Nathan, and Nathan goes, "Hey, bro, are you there? I'm sure Joe's been in your ear, and I'm going to get back to the boat at some point, and I need you. Have my back, and I'll for sure make you lead deckhand. Swear." This is some shady ass shit. I'm sorry. I don't like this whatsoever. I don't like this. This is encouraging a toxic behavior in your workplace. You've already given out lead deckhand. So this is a false promise that you're probably not going to be able to back up. We know, like, Joe has proven himself to be a very reliable lead deckhand this season, annoyingly so. And like, there's just no way you're putting Max above Joe. This is bullshit. I don't like this coming from a leader of a team.
Nathan being this petty and terrible, I really didn't see coming, because he's, you know, he's had his annoying moments on the show, but this is like the way he's been acting this whole season has been horrible. Like his temper and then his anger is just like continuing to go with the anger, be like, no, and getting in their face and shit is super weird. I mean, I guess he's got the baby stress and all, but
This is not acceptable.
And I can't believe he's doing this, and he's doing it on camera. Like, there's already a lead bosun or a lead deckhand, and he's taken over for you while you've gone. You really think you're going to come on and then fire Joe from being the lead deckhand after he just did all that, and Sandy's just going to sit there and let you do it? You are stupid. You are stupid. Stupid, petty little man.
And it's unacceptable to do that to an employee on the boat. I'm sorry, you're putting Max in a really awkward position. You're setting him up to fail. And you're making a promise to him that you're not going to be able to make. Like,
what does it mean, have my back? What's he supposed to do?
How about you give him a reason to have your back? Why don't you encourage him? Be like, hey, I'm hearing great things about you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad you're on the team. I can't wait to work, you know, get back to work, and I can work with you, and I'm gonna try to give you some really cool opportunities, and I want to help you grow anyway. I need to groom you to become a bosun someday. Like, just that's how you like win over someone's heart, is by appealing to ego, but also like maybe offer him stuff that he might actually want and be happy from a leader.
But Max is a dummy, and so Max has been kissing Joe's ass, hoping that this time he can get the lead deckhand if Nathan doesn't come back. So now he's like, oh, I've been kissing the wrong ass. All I've wanted my whole entire life is lead deckhand. What do I do? What do I do now? Well, okay, then go purposely mess up everything on the boat to make Joe look stupid. Like, what, are you going to sabotage it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, this could be great. But Nathan, what a dumbass.
Honestly, yeah. I think this is shitty. And if he is so concerned about Joe like undermining his position, which he should be, because Joe is doing that, and he's actually doing it in a way more blatant way than I ever expected. Like, if you're so concerned, let your performance be the thing and the way you treat people be the thing. That
don't treat everybody like shit and they won't turn on you, you dummy.
Exactly. We've just finished watching House of the Dragon, okay? We know how this works.
Yeah. You're going to get your face burned off. Things. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. It's been a fun one.
It has been. Thanks for being here, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Watch What Crappens. Bye, all.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last naming.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.